would it be like if we met in real life? Come on. Don't tell me you haven't thought about it. It's okay. I don't mind. In fact, I've thought about it too. After all, reveries, daydreams, they're all part of life. And because we can't see each other, it's quite natural that you've conjured up an image of me. In fact, it would be strange if you didn't think about how I looked. After all, you listen to my voice all the time. So there's something about me that obviously intrigues you. And yet, it doesn't really matter what I look like, because it's my voice that attracts you. And I'll bet that you close your eyes as you listen to me, savoring every inflection and every whisper. I know you love it when I whisper. It's such an intimate thing for me to do and for you to hear. To have my voice nestled deep in your consciousness as you, with your eyes closed, lie back into the pillow and I whisper tenderly and sensuously in your ears. Do you think of me as a blonde? A brunette? A redhead? Is my hair long? Is it short? Is it straight? Is it curly? Do I have a fringe? Do I have a ponytail? Am I short, tall, or medium height? Do you imagine me as petite or full-bodied? It doesn't really matter, does it? Because it's our minds and our sensibilities that connect us. So that if we ever did meet, even if we weren't each other's physical type, there would be an immediate connection. A valuing of intellect, an appreciation of sensuality, and a recognition that touch is something to be savored, and a knowledge that the sense we love more than any other is touch. So, if we did meet, touch would be a big part of our connection. I wonder how it could happen. Maybe we'd both be at a restaurant, and you'd hear my voice at a nearby table. Or maybe I'd be playing a gig, and you'd come up after our set to chat. Perhaps we'd be at a convention, and you'd overhear me chatting at a coffee break or an exhibit. Do you think you'd tell me that you recognize my voice? Or would you shy away, a little embarrassed at having to own up to liking erotica? I think, given how intensely and how frequently you listen to my audios, you wouldn't really be able to help yourself. You'd have to ask me if I've ever recorded audios. And I'd probably play dumb, and I would reply, "Oh, why do you ask?" And then you'd have to answer. You tell me that you listen to recordings on the site and that you think you've heard of me on here before, and then I'd give you a test. I'd ask you to name which recordings you remember as your favorites. And if you were confident enough to disclose which you liked the most, which I'm pretty sure you would be, then the conversation would take a quick turn into things we found to be erotic. Naturally, you'd invite me to dinner, and then, if things went well, as I know they would, I'd invite you up to my room for a nightcap. I can imagine the scene. We'd be sitting on a sofa, or the edge of the bed, and you'd ask me to improvise some dialogue. You'd tell me that you just wanted to hear my voice in real life, and that you'd let me know you were going to close your eyes, so you could focus totally on how I sounded. And then, this voice, the one that's in your headphones so much, would now be in the air, just a foot away, reverberating, and murmuring, and pulsating. I'd probably start improvising by talking about how good it felt to kiss someone, and that's always very sensual for me. And then, without warning to you, I'd lean over and I'd kiss you very softly. First, on your cheek, And then on your lips, I'd wonder what you'd do. Would you open your eyes startled? Would you tell me you're in a relationship and that you couldn't do this? Or would you settle back and feel the warm softness of my lips? I think that's what you would do. Your mouth would part and I would lick your lower lip. And you'd let out a little moan. And then you'd kiss me back. Can you imagine that's happening right now? Go on, close your eyes. Take off whatever you're wearing on your bottom half, just like I'm doing right now. There. Now we're both naked from the waist down. Are you aroused? Can I see? Oh, I knew you would be. Do you know how I know? Because I am so wet. Now keep your eyes closed. I'm going to dip my finger into me, just like this, and smear my wetness all over your lips. Does that feel good? Can you taste me? Do you like it? You know, you can touch me if you want. Oh, my audio lover, my loyal fan, please touch me. Oh, your hands, they feel so warm. Kiss me. Oh, I love how you're stroking. Oh, you're pushing my legs apart. Oh, fuck. I love when that happens to me. Go on, open me up and expose me. I'm all yours. I am all yours, and I trust you. Oh, would you dip your fingers into my entrance? Just inside the lips. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, you feel so good inside me. Would you run your fingers up and down my lips? Oh, you're so sweet, and that feels so nice. My lips are really full, and all the blood has rushed to my cunt. Oh, what are you doing? Are you getting on your knees? Oh, God. Oh, I'd love to have your face right next to my pussy. Would you kiss me there, please? Just pull my lips apart with your fingers. Oh, that feels amazing. Can you see my clit? A small, delicate slip of skin. But right now, it feels so enormous. Oh, pull me open, please. Please. Oh, my sweet clit. So exposed. The center of my universe, reaching up and released, and no more protective folds of skin covering it. Please kiss it. Is so soft. It's just licking me and playing with my soft flap of skin. You treat it so tenderly and you lick it so softly. Oh, kissing it and sucking it and flicking it from side to side. Oh, that feels so good. Would you make me come? Oh, please, please make me come. Oh, babe, put your fingers in me and fill me up. Oh, fuck. me feel so good. Oh, God. Oh, I'm going to come. Oh, that was so nice. You are a very generous lover and so good to me. Thank you, babe.